Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, out comes even a bit of sun, and the sale of barbecues go through the roof. But when you're shopping for one, do you have a clue what you're doing? Is charcoal too messy? Is gas pretty much the same as cooking it in your kitchen? The chef, Jack O'Keefe, has a few thoughts on this. Afternoon, Jack.
Afternoon. What's the story?
If we could start with the gas barbecue, what's the difference between having a gas barbecue and just cooking it in your kitchen and your gas cooker and then bringing the food outdoors?
It's not the same. Even though, like, a gas barbecue is it's a lot easier than a charcoal barbecue, but still, it's still a completely different flavour experience ball game than cooking indoors and bringing outside. Like, the whole thing about, we have a very limited period of nice weather in this country. So you might as well enjoy it all rather than being stuck inside in the kitchen. I don't know, is it a chef thing? Being locked away in a stainless steel box for so much of my career that the minute the sun shines, the excitement of even cooking outside is just this completely different experience. Like, I'll do all the chopping and everything out there if the weather permits, or I'll just have my lovely wife holding an umbrella over my head while I chop outside in the rain.
But does the gas barbecue do anything different from the gas cooker in your kitchen? You can leave all the doors open and pretend you're outside.
Just there in a pair of Jesus sandals and shorts, just cooking away inside with doors and windows open. No, there is. There's a complete flavour difference because you have direct flame underneath. Like, there's not many kitchen appliances that you have inside your house that has that intense of 300-400 degrees Celsius heat directly underneath your steak or your burgers or whatever it is, you know. And you're getting that lovely char, the mallard reaction when the proteins start to caramelise. And it's just, it's different. Like, for you at home to get that same level of, like, let's say a steak, right? Or, like, we all have our favourite Italian restaurants, or we go to Italy and we get our big, massive T-bone steak or bistecca Florentine, right? And you have to get that dark, crispy seal on the outside of it. For you to do that on a domestic cooker inside, you're going to be setting off every house fire alarm in the house with the amount of smoke you have to generate to even get close to the level of heat you need to get that colour on it. And that's why even outside in the gas barbecue, you can crank that puppy up, get your steak covered in salt, and you can pop it on your straight over the gas, cook it 2 minutes on each side, and it's done. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. All right. Now, but even for aficionados of barbecues, the gas barbecue is barely a barbecue. Would that be fair enough to say? I'm really down on gas barbecues today. I don't know why. They never did anything to me. But compared to charcoal or wood?
You're real barbecue heads. You're big, me man, cook over fire. Those guys, yeah, they'd have a problem with gas. They'd look down it. But for me, like, as a kind of, I suppose it's just a chef, like, I have both. I have a charcoal sitting right beside a gas barbecue, and it's all down to time. And I'm not going to tell people, the home cook, to say, throw away your gas barbecues, go buy charcoal. Because with our busy lifestyles, where both people in the relationship work, like, the amount of time to light charcoal or wood or whatever, you know, it sucks up a lot of your evening. And if you have kids and everything, and you have to go to GA practice, soccer practice, rugby and so on, like, you have no time. And then you won't barbecue because it's too much effort. Whereas, like, for me in the evening, it's just sometimes handier for me to switch on the gas barbecue and then cook my steak or my burgers or whatever on that. But if I have time, I will always go straight to charcoal.
Okay. What's the optimum way to light the charcoal? People seem to have a lot of difficulty with that. Like, you know, they're fecking around and they're spraying stuff on it and then only half of it gets red.
Yeah, so, like, my go-to, I don't like telling people you have to buy a certain piece of equipment, right? But there is. Like, and most of your garden centres will stock it this time of the year, and even your discounted German supermarkets will have it. And they're called chimney starters. The barbecue company Weber have their own one, which they call the Weber chimney starter, but you can get knockoff versions of it everywhere now. And it's like a stainless steel bucket almost with vents inside it, right? With a handle on the outside. So you pour your charcoal into that. There's a kind of a grate 3/4 of the way down the chimney starter, if that makes sense. So it elevates the charcoal off the grill of your barbecue by about 3 inches. You put your fire lighter down there, or you can get your eco-friendly wicker fire lighters. You light those, you sit your chimney starter on top of it, and your charcoal is ready in 15 minutes exactly, and then pour it out in your barbecue very easily. And it's as easy as that. And even those chimney starters are super handy because I actually bring them to the beach with me with a small amount of charcoal and a little mini grill taken from my barbecue that I bring with me, because those chimney starters make an absolutely amazing little portable barbecue as well.
Yeah.
And it heats your barbecue up. Like, I see a lot of people going away getting a giant hairdryer for lighting the barbecue. They kind of intensely blow hot air at the charcoal while it's in light. oh, it's not another notion. Go in and spend the 20 euro on a chimney starter, do you know? And
yeah.
That's it.
And, now we were
storm outside and it still work.
Yeah, we were given one of the, we were given a barbecue and we didn't know what that yoke was for. So like the barbecue was manky from me trying to set fire to it, and this thing was pristine until I went to I was in a friend's house. I said, "Oh, that's what that's for." I wish you should come with instructions. Really, having said that though, and I would assume most people would use the charcoal. Is the wood even better?
Oh yeah, I love cooking over wood. It's just so primitive. It's like it's just there's something about it. I don't know. It's the smell and the smoke and everything and the flavour it gives to the meat. And certain types of wood burn so much hotter than charcoal, and you can get a really good colour on stuff. And it's just like let's say you're especially with fatty meats, the fat takes on flavour a lot better than lean meats do. So when you're cooking over wood, you get that lovely smoke off it as well, and it gives the meat that amazing, or even the vegetables give them that really nice flavour to it. I just love it. Now the wood takes a good bit of time because you can't just cook over wood that's on fire. You know, you have to first of all have to have food safe timber. You can't just go picking wood off the ditch because it might be toxic. You know, I would recommend going online to a barbecue retailer and actually buying barbecue and cooking timber. Or some really good South African timber and stuff like that. But it takes time because you can't just light it over burning wood. So you have to wait till the wood kind of starts to turn into charcoal itself. It'll actually resemble charcoal, or we refer to it as burning embers. And then you cook over that then. Because if you just cook over a flame, it's just going to be completely burnt and raw on the inside.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, so then how long does that take while you're waiting for the wood to turn into charcoal?
Let's say lighting charcoal in a chimney starter is 15 minutes. So getting wood ready is about maybe, I'd say, 20-25 minutes to wait.
Okay.
Now, what I always do at home is, right, so I'll put, like, two logs or two, like big chunky pieces of kindling of this timber into my chimney starter, and then I pour my charcoal in around it, and then I put my fire lighters underneath. And then after my 15 minutes, I tip it all out, and I give it another 5 to 6 minutes, and then it's ready. And then I'm just adding flavour to my charcoal, more flavour to my charcoal.
Ah, right. Okay, yeah. And just to re-stress the point about, like, you know, if you have an old doll's house in the back garden, you can't just use that. It's very particular sorts of wood.
Yeah, it has to be. Like, you can use oak and you can use ash of the native timbers. Stay away from softwoods like pines because they have resins in them. But, like, most good garden centres now will have barbecuing timber. There's some great websites out there, Fugo and Good Fuel Ireland and stuff like that. If you go online to them, you can buy it by the pallet load. The same company that supply wood for pizza ovens that people have now in the garden.
All right, okay, that's kind of handy. And is there any are there certain things you might prefer to do on charcoal and other things you might prefer to do on wood?
Yeah, I tend to prefer to do fish with the wood because of the and pork as well, because of the, especially with salmon and trout and mackerel, because the fat in the fish takes on the smoke very well, and it's nice. Charcoal then, like, I wouldn't go wasting the 25-30 minutes of lighting it just to cook a ribeye steak to get me on the wood, where I'll just use charcoal for like your T-bones and all that kind of stuff, because it's ready in 15 minutes and I can get my steak beautiful and that's it. You know, like, your 15 minutes of lighting for, like, I like my meat to still be mooing, so for like 2 minutes of cooking, it's a bit of waste of effort. But the more extravagant the meal, this is the best way of putting it actually, rather than me waffling on, the more extravagant the meal, the more effort I'm putting in, the more likely I am to go with wood rather than charcoal.
Yeah, okay. What do you do for cleaning them when you're finished and it's the next day and maybe you're getting nagged a bit?
I roll it away until I need it for the next time and then just set fire to it.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
You know, like, it all turns into carbon and falls down into your ashtray, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Fine.
I got that from the horse's mouth. Thanks, Jack. You got me out of a lot of trouble there. take it handy. That was Jack O'Keefe, the chef there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.